Okay, today's daf is Ksubis daf Mem Ches, and we will actually start on daf Mem Ches by the two dots on top, and we are in the sugyas of Tanai Ksuba. Tanai Ksuba, the Mishnah mentioned on daf Mem Vav Mem Beis, the rights of a father in the, actually before we get to the Ksuba, but it started with the rights of the father, and then it went on to the husband, Niseis, and the Baal has extra Zechuyos in the financial stakes of his wife, and he also has responsibilities. As the Gemara said yesterday, they were masakein different types of responsibilities, keneged different types of rights. And then we started going through whether these were even based on psukim. Sher ksus va'ona, the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. So the Gemara says now on the top of Daf Memches, Tani Rav Yosef, She'era zu kiriv basar. She'er ksus va'onas. So what is she'er? She'er is physical closeness. Kiruv basar. Shalo yinhag ba minag parsiyim. That the husband is not allowed to be noheg like the Persians used to be noheg. What do? She'mishamshin mitosei bilavu she'en. They were mishamish mitosam. They were with their wives, with a hefsek, with some type of barrier of a beged, and that is not allowed according to halacha. Messiah lil Rav Huna, dam Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, ha'omer efshi ela ani bibigdi vihu bibigda. If a person says, this is the only way I could do it, clothed, yotzi v'inosei ksuba. That's grounds for divorce, because it's not considered normal chiyuvim and normal fulfillments for the husband and the wife. The Ritva even notes, even if somebody is doing this in quotes l'shem shamayim, even if somebody says the language of the Ritva Pirish, v'yafal pisha osa kein letznius, right? Even if somebody says that tznius, he says it's not allowed. It's not allowed. V'hu adin k'shiomeris kein, when she says it, the same thing, whether it's from him or from her, chashiva moredes she'ein derech chiba. Says the Ritva, that's not the way that love is supposed to be shown between a husband and a wife, and therefore that is grounds for divorce. The kol shekein k'sheino niskak l'klal shows v'idei ksuba. And surely you don't have to say if one of them refuses the conjugal rights b'chlal, that for sure is grounds for divorce if it's not considered in the normal practice of halach and husbands and wives. But here, if it's done in an unusual way, mishamshim yoseyan b'ksuseyan b'mabusheyan, that is not acceptable. That's not allowed. Good, says the Gemara, Bihuda Omer. The last line of our Mishnah had said, Afilu ani shebi Yisrael v'chulu. The last line had said that even the poorest cannot have less than shnei chalilim u'mekonenes, less than two flutes and a mekonenes and a wailer at the levaya. The question is, what exactly was the machlokas? The Tanakhama says that a husband is chayef in kfurasa, and the Bihuda says in even ani shebi Yisrael. What's the machlokas between them? So says the Gemara, Michal the Tanakhama savar hani lo. The Tanakhama says that even less than this. Right, the Rabbi Yehuda says, oh, you have to have at least this. And Tanna Kamma says, even less than this? Hechi dami, what exactly is the case under discussion? Ida urcha, if it's her derech, you know, there are different family minhagim. So if it's the, as we'll get to that in a second. But either urcha, if it's the normal way to have these, so my time at the Tanakama, da amar lo, so why would the Tanakama say that it's not required? He at least has to do what's expected, what's normal, vi delav urcha, and if it's not the derech to have these, my time at Rabbi Yehuda. So why would Rabbi Yehuda say it's required? Miman of Shach, we would assume that it has to be normal behavior and appropriate. So lo tzricha, this is what the Mishnah is talking about. Kon de urche didei v'lav urcha dida. It must be a case where it is his derech, but it is not her derech. I mean, different family minhagim between him and her. Urcha didei v'lav urcha dida. Tanakama savar ki amrinan ole imo ve'ena yoredes imo. That principle which we're going to have at Hashem in a couple of weeks. That when there's a minhag, she goes up. When it comes to a minhag, there's a difference between a minhag, and there's more kavod showed, let's say, in his minhag, then she goes up with his minhag. Ole imo ve'ena yoredes imo. But if it's a lower standard of a minhag, then she does not go with his family. Then she remains the higher. So when we say that, hani mili mechayim, the Tanakhama says that's any minhagim that has to do with when they are alive. Rashi quotes, we're going to have later on, in terms of a different expectations of nursing, in terms of with what their one family nurses their children, one family doesn't nurse their children, right? That is the question in terms of servants. But the Tanakhama says la'achar misa. We don't say that. We don't say that the principle of olim of anir and therefore it could be, it could go by, her, by her standard. Or chadida. Rabbi Yehuda savar afilu lachar misa. Rabbi Yehuda says even lachar misa, we apply the principle of ola imo, then he read this imo. Amar b'chizam amar ma'okva, halacha k'reb Yehuda. Right, this gemara is generally one of the important gemaras regarding minhagim in general. One family should not have two different minhagim. Even if when the husband and the wife get married and they have different, they wait different times between fleishiks and milchiks, or the like, there should be, for lack of, number one, so the children aren't confused, but number two, once there is a bias, so generally the minhagim go by the father, to by the husband. That's generally, right, based on the psukim by Nachala, right, mishpachas ha'av kruya mishpacha, but that's generally how it goes. Are there certain minhagim that one wants to start doing something, you know, he doesn't have such a minhag, and he wants to give brachas to the children Friday night. So that's in the early sources, and even if, let's say, the wife has that minhag and the husband doesn't, they're allowed to. That's not a violation. But if it's a minhag, like, everybody has a certain minhag, the question is how you do it, right? The husband does not eat matzah shruya, gebrux, and the wife does. Generally, it goes by the husband, even though if there is a counter pressure, then one could ask a posek to know whether there is room for flexibility. But again, that is generally one minhag. You see it from here, that there's generally minhagim go by one. Tosa discusses why the Gemara, we just said that the Mishnah is talking about a case where it's his derech to have this higher standard and not hers. So Tosa says, why did the Gemara even quote an example of a specific case? The kasha to amai nakat shnei chalim um konenes achas havel minka lo yifchos la midarko. Should just say more generally, right? Don't do anything less than is standard for him. That would have been more general. We'd have to say this specific. So Tosva says maybe it's emphasizing that even if there is if there's a derech for single women to have a certain standard, once they're married, it goes by him. Goes by him. That's the emphasis of the suggestion given in the Gemara. Tosva says, "V'kam Rabbi Yehuda lo yifchas b'shei chalilin, ava gev dim lo nisseis shem ha'yipochsin la, kiva de nichseis lo yifchos la, kamo shein pochsin la." Right? Once they're married, that achieves a certain status, and therefore, we have to treat her as such. Okay, vayter in the Gemara. V'yamar Rav Chizda amar mar ukva, mi shenish tate. Somebody becomes a shoter. Rechmano litzlan, bezdin, a man. Bezdin Yardin Lanachasav, Bezdin could act as an agent, an aputrapis, so to speak, for this person, go down to his property, Vizanin Umafarnasin Asishto, and take money to buy food and sustenance for the wife, Ubadav, Ubadosav, and for the children, as we'll see later in the parak, in terms of the chiyuvim, until what age does the father have responsibilities, etc. But if the person is a shote, Bezdin could act on his behalf, Vidavar Acher. And also to take care of Davar Acher, which we will see what that, we'll see what that is. Amalei Ravina Leravashi, is that really true? If somebody becomes a shota, you're allowed to do this. Maishna mehadatanya, why is it different than the following brisa? Mishalach l'mdina sayam. Not that somebody becomes a shota, somebody becomes mentally, incapacitated, but somebody just goes away. Somebody goes to a faraway land, and he does not leave instructions in terms of how to take care of his wife and family. Doesn't leave instructions, and you can't call him. Mishach b'dina sayam, v'ishto tovas mizonos, and the wife comes and says, my husband's not here, he has the bank accounts, and I need some mizonos. Bezin yardin l'nechasav, so too there, bezin is yorit his nechasim, v'zonin u'mefarnesin es ishto, they take care of his wife, avalo, badav u'benosa, avalo davar acher, but not the kids. Stira, so why is it by a shota, bezin acts, on behalf of the children as well, but by a case of holech l'medina sayam, they do not. So Gemara says, Amalev, there's a difference. V'loshani l'cha ben yotzei ladas l'yotzei shelo ladas. Don't you know there's a difference between going out ladas consciously and not? If somebody goes out ladas, they go to Medina Sayam, and they don't leave instructions, so that's a reyasa. That kind of shows that they don't care, they don't want. If somebody becomes a shota, that's out of their control. And it was a surprise. And they didn't, we could say that, you know what, they would want to take care of their wife and kids. But here, we're talking about a case where, he went out consciously, and we're talking about, I didn't mention it, but we're talking about, as Rashi notes here, where the children are of age, that he does not have the exact chiyuv. They're older than the basic chiyuv. Rashi says, lo banav u'bonosav, she'eno chayav b'mizonosehen b'chayav. right? We'll see that later on. So therefore, there's a difference. If he left without saying anything, Rashi continues and says, because he left Ladas, Gila Daito Sheino Rotza Lazunan. Right? That's basically a Gili Das, because he should have taken care of, we don't assume he forgot. He should have taken care of such an important item, and the fact that he didn't is a Reyesa. So when it comes to the wife, that's a Tanai Ksuba. Nothing to talk about, and therefore he has to. But when it comes to the children, that is not. Okay, we'll have to see later on when we talk about this actual detail in terms of the ages, where Moshe Feinstein has an important tshuva, that if you have live in a society like Bizman Hazeh, where there is an accepted practice for parents to support their children up till a certain age, you know, is that halachically binding on the father? We'll see it is. But that's the Gemara's, at least in terms of the Mitzias, that was relevant at the time of the Gemara. The Gemara said there's a difference between Yotze Ladas and Yotze Shalo Ladas. Right? What about, like, thinking, well, when he comes back, Mustami will be happy about it. You know, kind of sometimes we act based on a schus that that we can assume in the future. So the Ksos in Shinur Ches says, well, this has to do with the Sugya of Yeh Shalom Idas. And Yeh Shalom Idas, a later Hakara, a later expression of Das, does that impact the earlier action? Right? What's the sugya of Yeh Shalom Idas? We know from Eilu Metzias. If I find something on the ground, and I know that the person did not realize that it was lost yet, but when they realize that it was lost, then they're going to have Yeish. They're going to be Mesiyash, because they're not going to think about getting it back, but right now they don't know it's lost yet. So is that if regular Metziah, when am I allowed to pick something up? After Yeish. Somebody already had Yeish. How does Yeish work? Lumdis? Not for now. You know, does it work as a type of kinyan? Does it work as a siluk? What exactly, what does Yeish do to remove the bilus of the original owner? Does it remove bilus, or does it just give a heter for somebody to pick it up? That's one of the major discussions. But Yeish Shalomidas, meaning I pick it up beforehand, that's a machlokas between Abaya and Rava. So says the Ksos and Shinun Ches, that relates that all these sugyas about a later das for an earlier action, you know, have to be viewed in terms of that machlokas. And we paskin, that's one of the yalkagams of Yeh Shalom Idas, where we paskin like Abaya. Where does the Ksos talk about this? On the Shulchan Aruch in Shinun Ches, in terms of mutter, the halacha is mutter li kach me ha'aris. Am I allowed to take fruit from a sharecropper that is bringing stuff to the marketplace before the owner, you know, knows about it? So mutter likach me'aris. Why? Shehare yesh lo chelik b'peiros ubeitzim. Why am I allowed to take from a sharecropper who brings it to town? Not because the owner is going to find out about it, but because the aris himself has a portion in these fruit. But if he wouldn't have a portion in the fruit, then he wouldn't be able to. Even though you know later on that is going to be. Is going to be okay from the Bialim. The Ksos there discusses Tosfos in Eilu Metzias, Dim Adam Nosin Lechaveru Lechol Midavar She'eno Shalo Ela Shel Acher. If I give you something that's not mine, it's somebody else's, but the other person, when he realizes that it's lost, he's going to be okay. Afal Bishu Yodea Shechaveru Vada Yisratze Lekishi Vada Lo Vasa Lo Ochlo Mishum Dalacha Gabaya Dama Yeish Shalom Midas Lo Ava Yeish. And therefore, says the Ksos, that's what we paskin. So the Ksos on that Gemara asks, what about our Gemara, Ksubas Bem Chesam and Aleph, where he talks about Shota, and what does it say there, that we're Yori Lenachasa, for the wife, for the kids, when a case of Shota, but what do you mean? Maybe the person will come out of it, and that's a case of Yesh Lomi Das. Right now, he cannot express. So what Shota, we say, that we don't have any evidence that he wouldn't want to. But it's still something from his nechassim, and maybe we shouldn't act based on his behalf. V'kivan sha'afilu heicha diyadua lanu, shebevada yisratza. Even if we knew for sure that he would express that he's into it, it's Yeh Shalom Midas because he didn't express it yet. So how can we act based on that? V'imkein heichi zon in banu v'bunosav, nehita nichalei hashtemi aloyada. So why are we allowed to do that? In our Gemara, says the Ksos, v'efshar, kivan degabi banavu benosav, afilu b'yoser mishesh, mitzvah miyahavei, avagav de lokaifinan lei, kemivor sham, v'nichusa de mitzvah shiny, avagav de hashtalo yada mahani. Boom, says the Ksos, shiny mitzvah. Even in all these cases where, if we don't have his das right now, future das does not impact right now. That's what you say by, there's no mitzvah for a person to be miyayish on his lost item. Right? There's no mitzvah for an owner to give, allow an aris to take property. There is a mitzvah though for a person to support his family. And therefore, says the Ksos, even if you usually say Yesh Lamidas Lo Ava Yesh, which generally means future das does not impact present realities, but when there's a mitzvah involved, like our Gemara, it would be okay. I think I mentioned a couple of weeks ago in the Navi Shir, an amazing thought by one of the Achronim, Adar Drush. We know that this is Yesh Lamidas is one of the six cases where we pass him like a Baya over Rava. We usually always pass him like Rava, but we pass like a Baya in six cases in Yal Kagam. So this is the first one, Yud. Yeh Shalom Midas. That's the abbreviation for the six cases where we pass him like Abaya. Abaya, the Gemara says, Abaya and Rabba came from Base Eli. Came from Eli. We know in the beginning of Shmuel Aleph, Eli's family was cursed, that they would never live long, and the Gemara in a few places, in Rosh Hashanah, and elsewhere discusses that Abaya and Rabba were really from Base Eli, but they were able to overcome. They were able to overcome the shortness of life that was nigzar on the family and all the descendants based on Torah and maybe Torah and Gemilas Chesed, right? They were able to extend it. That's what the Gemara says. So, I mean, one of the Achronim, I think in Kamotzi Shal Rav on Shmuel Aleph, he says, Ya'al is the word of Eli, right? Ya'al is the letters of Eli. Ya'al Kagam, Abaya. And Kagam is Karag Zeras Marbis. Karag Zeras Marbis. Marbis is the Marbis Anashim, the exact Lashon of the Pasuk, that they're going to live for a short time. So, Eli, Yal Kagam, Yal, Abaya is from Eli. Kagam could stand for Kara, he ripped up the Gzera of Marbis, the Gzera of living short, because of Abaya's Torah and Maisim Tovim. It's an amazing drush on that Rashi Tevis. Okay, either way, so we get back to our Gemara. So how does our Gemara relate to future Das? It's okay, because it is a mitzvah, and that's why it is allowed. Again, this comes up a lot. If you know something in the future that somebody's going to want, are you allowed to act based on their behalf? Right? We discussed it. There's a Trumas Hadeshen that the Ksos also discusses in a different context. The Trumas Hadeshen discusses Zachin, not La'adam, but Zachin Me'adam, Shalom B'fanav. Usually we have the principle of Zochin on somebody's behalf, so that's fine. How does Zachin work? Is that like an unappointed shliach or not? But that works, even though we paskin like Abaya. Right? I could, if somebody wants to give me something on behalf of somebody else, that works, even though the other person didn't express their das. Zachia works. That's the principle of Zachal Adam Shlom Afanav. What about Zachin May Adam, as the Ksos coins the term? What does that mean? The Truman Sedeshin's case. There's a woman who put challah, who made challah, now it's rising, and then the woman of the house goes out shopping, and then the Mishareses is left in the house, and whatever the case is, she sees that if she doesn't bake this challah right now, it's going to get ruined, it's going to rise too much, whatever it is, but she has to be mafresh challah. So are you allowed to be mafresh challah on behalf of somebody else? So that's called Zachin Mei Adam. I'm taking something from you, for you, for your greater good. Zachal Adam is usually, I'm giving something to you, but here Zachin May Adam, but it's still a schus for you, but I'm taking something from you. Just like the case of the Gemara Nedarim, am I allowed to be Mafish Truma without your knowledge? I'm taking Truma off from you. To take off Truma from my field for you, that's fine. That's a pure schus for you. But what about, can I take off Truma for you from your property? Said Zachin May Adam. So that also is something that relates. The Trumas Hadeshin himself says it does work. The Ramah quotes the Trumas Hadeshin in Choshen Mishpat in terms of worrying about a future das. So it's not always clear whether you're allowed to have a future das impacting present. But the Ksos quotes our Gemara to say, you know why it works here? Mitzvah shiny. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, my davar acher. So what does Davar Acher mean? Right, there was also part of the Brisa. The first Brisa says that you have to give Davar Acher. Other Gemara's Davar Acher is like a cover-up for like Tzara'as or Chazir. But here Davar Acher means something else. Rav Chista Amar is a Tachshit, refers to jewelry. Rav Yosef Amar Tztaka. Rav Yosef says, do we give Tztaka from this person's possessions for them? Again, another example of like a Zachin Me'ad. All these cases are taken from his property. So, Manda Amar Tachshit. Rashi has 2 days here. We're going to go with 1 day in Rashi. Manda, according to the one who says, he does not, Bezdin does not take Tachshit. Rain's going on the second Bryce up. They do not take for Tachshit. Kol Shekein Tztaka, surely for Tztaka. Tachshit's for his wife. And if he doesn't, they don't take that on behalf of the wife, surely they're not going to take on behalf of others. Manda Amar Tztaka, but according to the one who says they don't take for Tztaka, Avol Tachshit Yavina La, but Tachshit you would give the wife, Delo Nichale to Tinvil, because we don't want her to be Menuvelis, we don't want her to not be in a proper state for the wife in this case. The Rambam writes at the end of Hilchas Nachlos, The Rambam says, the end, Yud Aleph. He writes, Umishin ishtate, Oshin ischaresh, Bezdin poskin alav staka im hayaroi. The Rambam paskins that you give staka based on the property. If he's nishtate or nischaresh, doesn't say medina sayam. But if a person is out of the, his property, you know, he cannot, doesn't have control, they get staka, which is an amazing halachic idea and hashkafic idea. Staka is something that everybody has to do. And it might even be a shibud. Might even be a shibud. Meaning it's not my money. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it to me to give to others. And therefore, Bezdin goes down, we paskin, that they, give the staka based on others. Then, but the Kesef Mishnah says here, at the end of Hilchos Nachlas, the Efshalom Mar Detam Rabbeinu Mishum De Mistama Kol Adam Nichale Lamev Itztaka Mimamone. Mistama, everybody likes this. The Gam Ki Mamono Shal Adam Mishubid La Asos Bimenu Itztaka. Ook, it's Mishubid, as we just, that's a real halachic, binding, idea. It's not just a nice thing. But there's a shibud, just like there's a shibud if I borrow money, my nechasim are meshubud to you. If Hashem gives me money, I have a shibud to give tzedakah. And he says at the end, uksha halach lamedina sayam, ain't poskin tzedakah, mebnei shehu osa tzedakah b'chol makom shehu. Maybe he's doing tzedakah there in Medina Sayam, right? We don't know, if he's not doing tzedakah there, and therefore we can't take his property in this case without his knowledge. So, that's the Gemara. Amar Chibar Avin Amar Avhuna. Misha halach lemedina sayam v'mesa ishto. Somebody goes out to sea and his wife dies. Bezdin yoredin l'nechasav. V'kovern oso. Osa lefik fodo. Bezdin goes down to his nechasim and use his property to, his assets to bury her lefik fodo based on his kavod. Lefik fodo v'lo lefik foda. What do you mean? Only his kavod based on what his family burial min hagemar and not hers. Ema af lefik fodo. No, means even. I mean whichever is higher. Hakamashvelan olimo beni eredesimo v'afilachar misa. So we pass like that daya that we had earlier, that the higher minhag is used, whether it's her family minhag or his family minhag. We use the higher one. Amar Rav Masna. Ha'omer im mesa lo tik beruhu min achasav. Somebody's on their deathbed. Somebody's a shchiv mira. And they say, and they're going to die before their wife, and they say, if they die, then their property should not be the one, the money that supplies for her burial whenever she dies. Show me lo. So we listen to him. Why? Because right when he dies, she's getting the ksuba. So once she gets the ksuba, then he's no longer chayev to be to bury her. He's what we say yesterday, k'furasa tachas k'subasa. But once she gets the k'suba, then her yarshim have the obligation. The guy said, I don't have much money with me. Once I'm going to pay the k'suba, I'm not going to have nothing left. And therefore Rashi says, the kiva tu humes b'chayeha, the yigovek k'subasa, eino chayev l'kovra. He is not chayev to bury her in that case. So says the Gemara, what do you need this declaration for? Even without the declaration. Maishna kiyamar. Right, why is it only, oh, if he says it, denafli nichzi kamayasmi, ki lo amar nami nichzi kamayasmi ramu. Even without making this declaration, this should be the halacha. Ela, it must be the opposite. Ela haomer imes hu, lo tikbru minachasav. No, it means this was the case that Rav Masna said. If a person says that if they die, you shouldn't use their own property to bury them, their own money, so, ein shomen lo, we don't listen to him in that case. Why? Because the person doesn't have that power. Lav kol emenu shiashires banav via pilatzmo alatzibur. A person can't throw his own responsibilities on the nechasim of the tzibur, and therefore, in that case, we would not listen. We would not listen to him. Okay, a couple of points to mention. First, the local points. That is number one. The Ritva here. The Ritva notes on this line, where a person makes this declaration, he says. The Ritva says, we just find it, he discusses whether the Chiyav of Kvura, the Chiyav of Kvura is what the Gemara says elsewhere. Is it Mishum Bizayon? Is it Mishum Kapara? We're not going to read the Lashon inside now, but the Gemara Sanhedrin discusses this, and we say that there is a Chiyav to bury for some reason or another, whatever the Lumbus is. And it's a Mitzvah Daraisa. Mitzvah Daraisa to bury. The Rambam quotes this in Minyan HaMitzvos in Reish Lamed Aleph. Where's the source? The source is by Haruge Bezdin. Shetzivanu Likvar Haruge Bezdin V'yom Shenergu. Right, Pasuk says in Kiseitse, right, a person is obligated to bury on the day of death. Vehu amru yisalek ki kavartik breno bayomahu ki kilas elokim talui. That's the source. Lashon sifri ki kavartik breno mitzvah asay. And then the Rambam says, vehu hadin b'shar mesim. And so too by all niftarim. Rotzel omar she nikbar kol mesa yisrael b'yomosam. V'lachein hames she'ein lo mishi yisasek b'kvuraso nikra mes mitzvah. Klomar hames she mitzvah al kol adam l'kavra. Why is a mes mitzvah called a mes mitzvah? It's a mes that whoever finds him has a mitzvah. Ba'amro kavartik berenu. That is the language of the Rambam. The question is, if you look in the Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvahs here, he quotes the mitzvah of Kikavar Tikbarenu applies both to Haruge Bezin and Shar Kol HaMesim, meaning the mitzvah Daraisa to bury all. That's what the Rambam says. Also in Hilchas Avel. Hilchas Avel in the end of Hilchas Avel in Perek Yud Beis, where he discusses V'yaflo Rechal Kamocha. We've quoted that Rambam before, that he says this is all talking about not only Haruge Bezin, but Shar Mesim as well. But if you look in other Rishonim, it's not so clear. The Radvaz writes in the Tshuva, the Bishar Mesim leka mitzvahs ase de kavartik berenu, ela ahalav de lotalin nivlaso ala eitz. There's an ase and a los ase. Says Radvaz, the context is Haruge Bezdin. So the los ase applies to all. But the mitzvahs ase is only to Haruge Bezdin. Number one, the Bahag doesn't even quote it at all. The Bahag Lomana Mitzvah's Kvura doesn't even quote it. So what's the alumnus here about the Mitzvah of Kvura? So I think we might have mentioned this one time in the past. But there's also a language of the Rambam that Krovim come first. So why Dafka? And like here we have our Gemara, that the husband has responsibility for the wife. Why would it be? If there's a mitzvah of V'yatzar Recha Kamocha, if there's a mitzvah of doing Chesed, so most of the time, Bikur Cholim, is there a bigger mitzvah, Bikur Cholim, for family members than non-family members? Is there a more of a mitzvah? Okay, hashkafically, yes. But halachically, I should take care of my own first. But halachically, is there all the mitzvahs of Gemilas Chesed? So there is another idea, the mitzvahs HaMelech mentions and others in Reish Lamed Aleph. And that is, Kfiras Mason. We would think, that's because of Chesed, V'yatzar Recha Kamocha. But there might be something deeper conceptually. The Medrash says in Parshas Bereishis, Ad shuvcha el ha'adama ki mimena lakachta. You will return to the ground because that's where you came from. As we know, we came from the ground, we're going to go to the ground. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kometz afar shel adama shenivreta mimenu lo gzula biyadcha ki afar ata v'yel afar tashuv. What does that mean? Explains the Mitzvah HaMelech Rabbi Cement. Umavur lefizeh. The Yisod din Kfura hanilman mehaikra lovi din chesed lahaniftar ukishar mitzvahs bein adam lachaveiro. It's not just a din of chesed. I have to be nice to the person, therefore I have to visit them when they're sick and be menachim them. But there's a din, what we might call it, a din of the cheftza, that the body has to go back in the ground. The body came from the ground, and the destiny of the body is to be back in the ground. Eladinu bechefza da hames ton kvura. Kivan da afar ata, dino she yashuv la'afar. And that's why, if it's not a din of chesed, that's why we understand. V'alzeh bo chazal vosifu. Din kvura mid rabbanon. Midin gemilas chesed, dino chutz mimad de nischayev likvar hames midin hames atzmo ton kvura. Isnayog buhu gam midin gemilas chesed la niftar. And there are other rayas to this as well, without going into it. Just at the end, he says, "To lafia Rambam, mitzvah kfura shimena Torah mitzvah so ala krovim lachud v'lo al kol bnei adam." Why krovim? Why are krovim different? Krovim, and he explains, really the mitzvah of kfura, conceptually, sounds funny, but conceptually, it might be on the person himself. It's just that a person himself, after 120, they can't bury themselves. So who are the ultimate shlichim of the person? His family. So that's why they might have a chiyuv to come first, and mamela everyone else. But it's a din in the guf, we have to return our gufim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the ground. Again, there's other rayas to this, but it gives a little more conceptual analysis to the mitzvah of kfura that is unique, not just about chesed, but that the body needs to be returned to where it came from. And the person himself has that chiyuv. And he said, that's why. Isn't it fascinating? We all know the Medrash that in the Midbar, everybody dug their own graves, and then every Tisha B'Av, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Yibavu Achayim in HaMesim. Right, and then whoever was alive, why'd they do that? Why couldn't whoever died, and then you bury them the next day? The answer is, here's a case where you know about it beforehand. So you can really dig your own grave. You bother Achaim and Amesim, and then separate. So then you get the kiyum. This is sometimes we think the mitzvah of kfura, you know, it's only a technical point that we can't bury afterwards, right? But really, if we know beforehand, right? We mentioned years ago. This might be not exactly the same idea, but it might be if you know something beforehand that theoretically you could do it beforehand, even afterwards. David HaMelech, remember the story with David HaMelech? He had sits shiva. Hashem tells him your baby's going to die, so he sits shiva before the baby dies. And right when the baby dies, he gets up, he washes, and that's it. He's not sitting shiva beforehand. Or HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does Rashi quote in Parshas Noach? Why did Hashem say to Noach, another 7 days I'm going to bring a marble? So what's another 7 days? So Rashi quotes, Musushalach just died, this is shiva for Musushalach. But the Yerushalmi says that Hashem was sitting shiva for the world. Sitting shiva for the world, because he's about to destroy the world. But it didn't happen yet. It's usually afterwards. So the answer is, maybe, if you knew for sure, we just technically can't sit shiva beforehand, once we hit, because we don't know. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kavi Yachol, said shiva for the world, whatever that means, beforehand. So you have the same idea that we have here. Again, fascinating discussions, and in Yanim, but we'll have to continue now. Okay, so says the Mishnah. let me just read the Shulchan Aruch, just in Yaradeya, in Hilchos Avelos, just in terms of the bringing it Halacha L'maisa in Shimon Ches, the last volume in Yaradeya. We have all the laws of Avelos and Kvura at the end of Yaradeya. So in Shin Mem Ches, it talks about the Chiyuvim of Kfura. Remember, Shas Katan, Ksuba says everything. So now we're talking about Kfura. Says the, quoting from our Gemara, Ha'omer Altik Baruhu Minachasav, as the Gemara says, somebody says, don't use my own Nachasim to bury me, Ein Shominlo, Elamotziin Me'arshav, Kol Tzarche Kfuraso Bal Karcham. Right, you take it from his property. Even the matseva. Matseva comes from the father's property, if that's what's needed. As long as the father left them stuff, right? That if the father didn't leave them anything, so then it might be upon Bezdin. But that's in terms of the chiv of kfura. Right, there is a discussion, is there a chiv kfura on limbs? That's a separate discussion also. The Shvus Yaakov has a tshuva about that of is there a chiv kfura? Somebody has an arm, Rachman al Aslan, or a finger amputated, right? Is there a chiv to bury? Is there a chiv to bury that? So Lamaisa, we do bury because we don't want it to be a michshol for Kohanim, right? Because it would be Matami Kohanim. So is that the only reason, or is there a real chiv kfura? So according to the lamdas that we just said, maybe there might be a din, that extra din of the chefsa of the body. So maybe it applies to even part of the body. It could apply. But again, that is also a discussion that we've touched on in the past. Okay, says the Mishnah. So this again is, this Mishnah could have opened up the Maseches Ksubis. The Mishnah that we're about to read, the Ran on the first page of Ksubis quoted this Mishnah because Ksubis is about, as we know, the marriage, and this is the one of the major sources in Mishnayis for Chuppah. For Chuppah, Kiddushin, we know what Kiddushin is. First Mishnah, Kiddushin. Kesach, Tar, and Bia. But we've mentioned in the past that Chuppah is very unclear. What is Chuppah? And one of the most amazing things is that the Gemara doesn't say it clearly. Or the Mishnayis, what is Chuppah? That's why there are so many different opinions, and we try to do all of them. But here's one of them. La'olam, he, Birshus, Av. Why is this here also? Because we just spoke about when she was in the father's Rishus, when she's going to the husband's Rishus. So that's what we're talking about now, the transition. La'olam, he, Birshus, Av. Achet, Tikanis, the Rishus, Abal, Lenisuin. Ultimately, she is in the Rishus of the father until she goes into the Rishus of the husband for Nisuin. What do you mean? When is there some flexibility? When is it not clear? The following cases. Again, we don't have this anymore, but remember the days of old when they did Kiddushin 12 months earlier, and then the woman is going to meet her husband? Masar ha'av l'shluchei ha'baal. What if the father gives her over to the shluchim that the Baal sent? How are he in Rosh Hashanah? She's already in Rosh Hashanah for various halachas. Halacha av im shluchei ha'baal. O shahalchu shluchei av im shluchei ha'baal. But if the transition wasn't full yet, the father or his shluchim are still around, harahi b'rishus ha'av, then it has not transferred yet. Masu shluchei av l'shluchei ha'baal, but once either the baal or the shluchei ha'baal have her exclusively, harahi b'rishus ha'baal. Since she is in the rishus of the baal. If you remember back on the first page, first off, in the Masechta, we discussed what is chuppah. And if you look on the first Daf, Aleph Amin Aleph, in the Daf Harif. That's with the Ran, one of the more important sources for what chuppah is. The Ran discusses what is chuppah. Starts off with the Rambam. We all know the Rambam, he says, that holds that chuppah is yichud haroi labia. And that's what the Rambam, out of all the Rishonim, say, chuppah's nida does not work. Right? Kiddushin with the nida does work. But chuppah's nida does not work. Says the Rambam, they are not fully married. All other Rishonim say that it does work. Right? Based on the Gemara that we have back on that base person nida. But the other Rishonim say, no. What is chuppah? Chuppah is knisa lirishus Habal. Where do you know that from? This Mishnah. Right? When is she in the Rishus? When is she married? When she's Nichnas L'Rishus. So what does that mean, Nichnas L'Rishus? So that might mean a designated area at a wedding. That's a chuppah. Right? There you see the Chazan and Kala there underneath. Maybe Knis L'Rishus means that some have a chumrah that's by the way why the husband goes down the aisle first. Because he establishes the chuppah as his Rishus, and then she comes into his Rishus. Some say maybe it's the yichud room, not because of the yichud, but because if that's the husband's room, when that's in private, right? Some say it's when they go home at night, right? Knisa l'rishus, but that's the lashon that the Ran uses right here after asking on the Rambam. The Acher Momrim de Chuppah lav hainu yichud, and he says, al chuppah hainu kol shehiviyah habal mi beis aviyah la beiso, l'shem nisuin. You learn it from a farsa darim. Kol zman shehiviyah beis isha, hara hibir shusa. And that's what he quotes our Mishnah. I think we have all the other days about a beget parasalav, right, the badekin, according to some, all different days about what is chuppah, the Ramah, in Evan Ezer, and Simen Nun Hei, lists off all of the days, and that's what we try to cover our bases. The only controversy is that, if you say, that like the day in the Rishonim, I think it's the Mordechai, that it might be the badekin, then you get into the question of the Mishnah Melech. Are you allowed to have nisuin kodem kiddushin? Usually you have Kiddushin and then Nisuin. But if we say that the Badekin is the, right, covering, right, her with the Beged, so if that is, then that's Chuppah, but you didn't get to Kiddushin yet, so get to that, that's the suffix of the Mishnah Malach in Perek Yud of Hilchas Ishus. So says the Gemara, Mai La'olam. What is that extra word in the Mishnah? La'olam. She is always in the Rishus of her father until. What's that emphasizing? That's going against the earlier stages of the Mishnah. Ditzan, the Mishnah said, we quoted this back on Daf Beis, but really the Mishnah is on Daf Nun Zayin, right, another week from now. The Mishnah says there that if, as we know, after Kiddushin, the husband gave the wife, they each gave each other 12 months to make a parnasa and to get ready for the, with all the jewelry or whatever, he gives Mavalonisu, if the time comes, 12 months, and they don't get married, and it's his fault, they're not getting married, so certain chiyuvim already kick in. Ochlas mishalova, ochlas betruma. She, if he is a kohen, she could already eat truma, right? Even though on midaraisa she could eat truma right from shas kiddushin, but midarabanan, we'll see Bez Shem in a minute. There are reasons why she cannot eat truma, even though she's already kinyan kaspo in the time of erusin. But once 12 months passed, so then she could already start eating truma. So that's what the Mishnah Rishona said, the earlier stage. But our Mishnah is saying, we don't paskin that way. Kamash malan la'olam. Kamash malan, no, she could still not eat truma until she actually has knisa lirishusa. Period. Masar ha'av l'shluchei habal, harihi b'rishus habal v'chulu, if there are shlichim involved. And remember, these shlichim are not shluchei kiddushin. Right, Maseches Kedushin talks a lot about a shliach lekabbalah, a shliach leholacha, shliach lekadesh. This is not what we're talking about here, because all of that is about Kedushin. This is about chuppah, nisuin. Right, so it's not a halachic stage here. It is a good question. Could you do chuppah with shlichus? Right, could you do, that relates, I think we quoted from the Ar Sameach in the past, could you make a Tznai on Chuppah, could you make a Shliach on Chuppah, right, that came up earlier in the Masechta. But here, so we're not talking about the Shlichim of Kiddushin, we're talking about Shlichim just to get her. So what did the Mishnah say? Once the Shluchim of the Baal have her, she's in the Rishus of the Baal. For what halachos? So we're going to have a couple of different deus. Amar Rav, Mesirata Lakol, Chutz Mitruma. Rav says, halachos kick in. Like Yerusha and Tumah and Afar Sadarim, but not Truma. She cannot eat Truma yet, right? That is Rav's Deya. That is still not allowed. Why? So Rashi quotes the Gemara later on, because Rav holds the reason, midrabanan, that we don't allow her to eat shruma after erisin is because of simpon. What's simpon? That once she comes to the husband, he might find a mum, and the whole thing might get undone. And therefore, at this stage, he still might find a mum. So, and then she would be a zara lamafreya eating truma. So that's why truma misa b'dei shemayim, or at least iser b'shogeg. So that is not allowed. So Rav says everything kicks in except for truma. Rav Asi amar afla truma. Rav Asi says no, even for truma. Why? Because Rav Asi, Rashi explains, holds of the other reason why midrabanan she cannot eat truma after erisin, and that is because we're worried if she's eating truma, she's going to give some of the truma to her family members, who are Yisraelim. But now she's already left them. She's already on the road. So that's why there's no worry. And therefore, that's the Ru Machlokas of Rav and Rav Asi is about what the reason that the Rabbanan answered her for meeting Shuma after Erison. Esvei Rav Huna L'Rav Asi, V'yamri Lachia Barav L'Rav Asi. One second, I'll ask you. Rav Asi says, even for Shuma, but it says, L'Olami Bershosa Av Ashitikanis L'Chupa. But she didn't have Chupa yet. Right? She was only given over to the Shlichim. The Gemara answers, but that's what this is considered. Amar lehu Rav, lava mina lehu. Didn't I tell you, lo tizlu basar ifcha? Don't ask me something from a source that can be interpreted in the exact opposite way than you're asking. Meaning, if you're not sure, if you have a makar that's not so foolproof in terms of akasha, don't ask. Yachal l'shnuya lecha, I could answer you, mesirata, zui, knisasa lechupa. The giving over to the shluchim of the Baal, that's considered chupa. In this case, that's Knisa L'Rishusa, right? This is the Ran's Raya. According to the Rambam, how is this Chuppah? There's no Yichud, right? That's what the Ran says, Knisa L'Rishusa. This halachically is called Knisa L'Rishusa. There are other Gemaras that sound like the Rambam. So let's not just like say, this Gemara definitely sounds against the Rambam, but there are other Gemaras as well, but Hashem we'll get to later. Ushmuel Amar, now some other deis. So first we have the Machlokas, whether for Hilchas Truma, Achilas Truma, this is enough. Now, Shmuel Amar li Yerushasa. Shmuel says it is for Yerusha, meaning now the husband could yarshin his wife. Baal Yoresh Zishto, if Rachman al-Islan, she would die right now. Tosva says that when Shmuel says Yerusha, it doesn't only mean Yerusha, it also means one or two other Daraisa ideas, like Hafaris Adarim and Tumah. That also would apply, but Shmuel is very limited. Let's call it Yerusha. Rish Lakish Amar Liksubasa. Rish Lakish says, regarding Ksuba. Says the Gemara, Ksuba Mahi, what does that mean? De Mesa Yarisla, that if she dies, he yarshins her, Niksuba meaning the dunya that she brought into the marriage, Hainu de Shmuel. That's exactly what Shmuel said. So Amar Avina, no, Lomar Ksubasa Me'acher Mana. It just means, regarding Ksuba, that if she becomes an almana, let's say her husband dies after this, even though she's still a psula, but she's still called a nesua, and therefore if she would marry again, she would get a ksuba of 100 and not 200. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina, Darmi Travayu, Misira Salakol, Afla Truma. Afla Truma, which sounds like Rav Asi is there from before. Meisve, I'll ask you from the Tosefta, Holacha Avim Shluchei Habal. Osha Holchu Shluchei Avim Shluchei Habal. Right, they're both still there. Osha Haisala Chatzer Baderech. She had a Chatzer on the way. V'nechnasa Imololin. And they went there into the Chatzer, not Dafka L'Shem getting married, just to sleep over there. Afa Pishek Subasa V'beis Baila, even though the stuff that she brought into the marriage is in her husband's house already. Mesa Avia Yarsha. Still, if she dies, her father gets the stuff. Because she has not had chuppah yet. Right? She hasn't had exclusive in the Rishus of the Baal or Hishlichem. And this was her house. But Masar Av L'Shluchei Abal. Osha Masru Shluchei Av L'Shluchei Abal. If it was given over. Osha Haisalo Chatzer Baderech. Or there he. Shaisalo. He has a Chatzer Baderech. V'neklasa Imo L'Shom Nisuin. And they go in there, l'shem marriage, ava bishuk subasa, bevesa via, mesa bala yarsha. That's marriage. They went in to get married, and therefore the Baal is yorish. Then the last line of the Tosefta, ba'med v'ramamurim, what halachas are we talking about here? Le'yerusha sa. In terms of yarshining, right? That's the nafkamina that's explicitly said in the Tosefta. Ava l'truma, but for truma, Ein isha ochelas b'tshuma achi tikanis l'chupa. Tziyufta tekulu tziyufta. So this is a kasha on all, the fact that it's limited to Yerusha. Right, Rashi says, except for Shmuel. Shmuel is the one that says this. So it's not a kasha on Shmuel. Shmuel says that all these halachas are talking about Yerusha. But before so it's a kasha, so Shmuel is the one that fits into the Tosefta. Says the Gemara, hagufa kasha, but 1 minute. Within the Tosefta, I don't understand. Amart nichnasa imo lalun. The ratio of the Tosefta says that if she went into the house, his house, with him to just sleep over. Taima de la lin. The reason that it does not work as marriage is because they just went to sleep over. Hastama. But if they wouldn't have been focusing on anything, l'shem nisuin. We would say stam is l'shem nisuin. Ema seifa, but the seifa says the opposite. Mashmos. Nichna se'imo l'shem nisuin. If he went in l'shem nisuin, so that's when they're married. Hastama la lin. But stam das, without any specific das, it would not be good. Samar Avashi, no, stami stami ktani. No, the Brisa, the Tosefta, is telling us what stam means. Meaning, they went in stam. Stam chatzer dida lalin. The stam, if she owns the chatzer, then mistama, they went in lalin just to sleep over and not l'shem marriage. Stam chatzer didei l'nisuin. But in the Seifa, the stam chatzer didei is l'nisuin. But you're right, if they had explicit, that's the other way, it would work as well. Period. Okay, so these are some of the days that we have regarding regarding chuppah, regarding the power of the husband. Maybe we'll just read the Ramah to finish off. The Ramah Evan Ezer in Simin Nunhei, where he discusses all of the different deyos of chuppah, and discuss why is it, and we might have mentioned this also in the past, why is it that the Gemara is not clear about what is chuppah? The Mishnah says exactly what Kiddushin is. So why by chuppah? So I once heard from one of my Rebbe, Rav Rosenzweig, who said maybe the point is that Kiddushin is a kinyan. And you have to know what a kinyan is. It's a formal process. Nisuin is more about the result than about the maisa. It's more about creating a certain environment, creating a certain reality between them. So it's much more unclear. And there can be different opinions and different ways of creating that environment. Right? That is why Dafka, the Gemara, and the Mishnah doesn't want to specify. Right, first the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam about Yichud, and then the Rambam says V'yishomim Tzuchupa Eino Yichud Ela Kol Sheviya Hachasan Lebeisul Hashem Nisuin. That's the Ran Kachasav Ran Reish Ksubis. The Yishomim Shachupa He Sheposin Sudar Al Rosham Besas Abracha. Spreading out a sudar on their heads, b'shas sheva brachas, right? That's the yeki minag, putting a talus over the chasar and the kala, quoted right here in the Ramah. V'yesh omrim, d'chubas psula, mishiyatsas behenuma, right? Special type of veil. The almana, mishinis yachdu. V'yaminag pashad achshav, likros chupa, makum shemachnisan sham yuria, prusa, agabi klunsos, what we call the canopy, the actual chupa, umachnisan tachteha achasan vakala barabim, public place, she's wearing the white dress. They're all underneath. Umikad shasham, umavarchin sham birchas erisin v'nisuin, v'yachar kach mo'ulichin osam l'beisam, v'yochlin b'yachad, and they eat together, b'makam sanua, v'zeh hachupa noheges achshav. So you have all of these different days. Again, we do all of them just to make sure that we cover our bases. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we continue. Tomorrow, here in the fourth parak, talking about other chiyuvim of husbands and fathers. Okay, we'll stop here.